let's just say it again, Charbase, Parak Yud Gimel. And I just want to look at it a little bit deeper. What does it mean? V'ha'etzah ha'yu'utzah, how's that? That ultimately, the etzah for having your tefillah accepted is what he's talking about. Etzah for having your tefillah accepted. Hukamashamar ha'magid la'beis Yosef, ba'azhar ha'beis, shibereish ha'sefer magid mesharim. This you have in the Beis Yosef, that he brings something that the magid told him, means an angel told him. And this is the lashon of the angel, Lizar Milachshev B'Shas HaTfilah, Shas Tfilah B'Shum Machshava. This is the real clinker here. That's the clinker. That not what you should think, but don't think. Don't think when you're davening. Shas Tfilah B'Shum Machshava Afilu Shal Torah Mitzvahs. Obviously, you're not going to think, you know, about business, about Dvar Mishul, you know, or your problems, which is what people tend to do when they daven. They tend to think about their problems. So he says, no, afilu shel Torah Mitzvahs, even if you think Torah Mitzvahs is holy stuff, also no good. Ki'im b'teivos ha'tvila atzma. That was the lashon of the Magid to the Beis Yosef. Doik b'dvar, says Nefesh HaChayim. So he says, let's look into his words. Like, Amar l'chavid b'kavonis ha'tevos. He doesn't even say to have kavana of the words. Just says to think he betevas hatfila atzvam. Just the words, not even the kavana of the words. In other words, obviously not shtuyot, not Torah mitzvahs. And now the Nefesh HaChayim says that if you look at it carefully, not even kavanas. Well, what are you supposed to do? Not kavanas, like Ashrei me, that knows the kavanos of the Arizal, that knows what every word means and the importance of it. No. Lo amar l'chavim kavanos satevas, ki ba'emes ba'omik pnimis kavanos hatfila, because if you're going to try to understand the omik pnimis kavanos hatfila, eidi tanu yodea ad ma. We don't know really what it means. Ki gam ashen niskala lo nuksas kavanos hatfila, a little bit we know, mirabu seidu arishaydim. I believe, by the way, when he says Rabbi Seder HaRishayim Zal, he means the Rashba, because the Rashba, in the Shaila Shuvos HaRashba, he spends a lot of time explaining the omek of every word of tefillah. He has like Shuvos, now I'm going to explain Kavonas Kriya Shema. Now I'm going to explain the Shemar Esrei. I think he's referring to the Rishayim. The Rashba is Gevaldik. And the Gra based a lot of his Pirush HaTfilah on the Rashba. But he says, starting from the Rishonim, Kadishe El Yoidim, Va'ad Achroid, all the way up to Harav HaKadosh Ish Elokim Noira HaArizal, all the way to the Arizal that really explained what every word of Tefillah was. He explained it so well, it made it so clear that we can't understand it. Asher Hifli Higdil Lasais Kavana Niflaim, and unbelievable Kavanas, Sphirais and Partsufim, and all kinds of things. And all of that, he says, Eda Barach Afketipa Minayam, Klal Nege Pribius Oyba Kavanas Hachik Nesak Toilam Sakin Tzvila. I still did not reach even a drop in the bucket to what the Hachik Nesak Toilam meant. It's a drop. Hachik Nesak Toilam, how you kufchav zekenim, umehem kaba levim, uchol mevin yavin delayasi, anish hal yabashu shuchol sakin tzvila, Tikkun tefillah v'noira kazeh. Who'd be able to be masakin a tefillah like the Hachik Nesas HaGdolah? Who could possibly understand the Hachik Nesas HaGdolah? Lichlo v'lignoiz v'batmei a tefillah k'vos nur b'nusach eloch echad, to be able to create a Shemoneh Esrei. Ha'tikunim shel kol ha'olamos elyonim, a way to be masakin all the olamos elyonim, v'tachtonim v'sidrei pirkei ha'merkava. This is what the Shemoneh Esrei does. So if the Hachik Nesas HaGdolah's kavana was a way through the Shemoneh Esrei to be misakeh all of the Olamos. So already above our head. Not only that, Shebechol Pam Shemispalalim, and every time you daven, Yugram Tikkunim Chadashim B'Sidur Olamos. It doesn't, you're not repeating. Every Shemoneh Esrei is doing new chidushim, breakthroughs, new breakthroughs. From the time of the Hachik Nesas HaGdolah, until the time of Mashiach, Lehayev Layyeh Shum Tfilah Bepratas Daibel Chavirta, every tefillah is different. We're saying the same words. What does it mean every tefillah is different? You're not supposed to have kavana, the way we understand kavana. You're not supposed to change the words, so why is every tefillah different? It's breaking through different barriers in Shemayim. Shekoydim Loiv Achreo Klau. V'chein Kol Yoyim L'Chaveroi, which because of the tikkun, like it says in the Zayar, v'chein kol yoyim l'chaveri shelefano v'achar, v'chein amar chazal, mu'uvas l'yuchal iskain, you'll never get it back, shebitzo kriya shemai tefillah. If every tefillah is accomplishing something else in Shemayim, so if I miss a tefillah, if I miss a davening, I've missed out a certain tikkun in Shemayim that simply will never be. It simply will never be. Hence the arichus of the golos. So that's called the Ma'uva Shalo Yuchal Iskain. Certain things that Chazal enumerate are unfixable things that we've done. Some things you just can't get back. Motzi Shemer is one of them, by the way. Finished. As much as you try to reverse the damage that you've done, probably could never reverse it completely. So if you miss a davening, it's like that. You miss a davening, it's a mu'uva shalei uchaliska. K'ma shikaza ba'orech, b'priyetz chayim, ayin shab. But who built the efshar? All of this koach of tefillah, I'm going to go back and explain it in a minute, but I just want to get through the words that I skipped last time. All of this would be impossible. Lo'ya yedei ha'navua hel yoyna v'roch kodshay yisparach asher ha'fi'a aleim ha'yfa atzuba beis tikun nusach matbeya atfila ha'brachas. They had Ruach HaKodesh, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, which was not a group of people. The Anshei Knesset HaGdola was a period. It was a period called the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. It went for 200 years. But during that time, there was a special Nevuah and a special Ruach HaKodesh that came upon the Gedolim of that era, that they were able to understand something that was not understood after that, and possibly not even before it. And this is what the words of Shemoneh Esrei include.
You said 120. 120 did the whole period, or
120 over 200 years. Right. Shabu Yisbarach, some who Yisbarach Yishmai B'Piyam, Hashem put into their mouths, Elu Atevas Svuras Ugnuzais B'Teichem Kol HaTikunim, gave them these words, remarkable words. Lazais, therefore, Mi hu asher abad b'soid Hashem aloi b'kavanosa Yisbarach Shmai Eza Derech Yishkoi Noirish Kol Teva U'Pratus B'Hem. Now, there's a big kiddush in this. What we're saying here is, and he's going to spell it out even clearer in the next paragraph that we learned last week, but what he's saying here is that the Shemoneh Esrei is so special, and it was such a tikkun of these 120 gedolim. Who were the Anshei Knesset HaGdola? Chagi, Scharia, Malachi, Ezra HaSofer, Daniel, Mordechai HaYehudi. These are Zerubbabel, the names that the Rambam gives. All the way down to Shimon HaTzadik HaYomishiyorei Knesset HaGdola. All the way down to Pirkei Avos, Shimon HaTzadik was at the end. So you're talking about bookended by Chagi, Scharia, Malachi. That was before Ezra. Mordechai was before Ezra. Mordechai was already at the beginning of this period, so it's stop interesting. In other words, this was the time of Chorban. It was the time of Purim. It was Purim time. So it was the time of Chorban, and the Gedolei Hadar, which were Begalus, sort of came together and understood their mission very clearly, that A, we need to go back to Eretz Yisrael and build a Bayis Sheni, and B, we need to have a sort of a method of davening, a mesira of davening. We need to put it all down so people know how to be besaked the olamos after we've been in golos. This is, by the way, a very important nekuda here. In other words, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola had to do with golos and a restoration. And the restoration were in these words, the words of Shemoneh Esrei. That's the way we need to understand it. So therefore, says the Nefesh HaChayim, B'Shem the Magid, that told the Beis Yosef what to do and how to daven, just say the words. And this is, by the way, not an easy thing to do. I've been trying it. Picture the words. So it's hard to do, no? Like baruch, like think. Just try it. Let's try it. You know, like baruch, beis, you're right, resh, vav, chaf. It's a whole different thing in davening. It's not a davening like, you know, baruch, I really have a headache. Atah Hashem, make my wife into a better mood. Elokeinu parnasa, right? No, this is not what's going on over here. This is baruch visualizations, babish visualizations. It almost doesn't sound Jewish, but this is what we've changed Judaism so much. This doesn't sound Jewish. This is the Jewish way to daven, to find the letter. Find the letter Baruch Atah Rifa'enu. So stop thinking about the sick people that you know. Don't say the Hirotzides. Just say Rifa'enu, and it'll have a remarkable effect. Imagine that, Reish, the Pei, Rifa'enu. And that will have a remarkable effect in the Shemayim somehow. This is just a magical thing. It'll have an effect in Shemayim. If you could do it, you think your Shemoneh Esrei will become shorter, it'll become much longer. It's a very difficult thing to do, unless you're very... Maybe if you use a sitter, it's easier. Maybe a sitter is easier to see the letters in front of you. Whatever works.
One word on each page.
And then blank. No, but the Kiddush is the blank. Why is that? What's wrong with blank? So he says, because we don't know what the Atchek Nesach Gdolo meant. So here's the question. Okay, we don't know what the Atchek Nesach Gdolo meant, but let's do the best we can. Like, what does it hurt to have a little bit of kavana? Like, okay, I know. All I know is all the kisvei of the Arizal. Okay, excuse me. Like, I don't know everything that the Atchek Nesach Gdolo meant, all the way from Chag Yischariah Malachi to what they meant, what the Ruach HaKadosh meant. But I know something, so let me be mechaber at least what I know. But the mashmois is what we see from here. This is, I think, the Chiddush of Nefesh HaChayim. I'm going to read to you the Balatanya in a minute, if he says exactly the same thing. That if you, I'll give my marshal. Like, let's say you're sending somebody in front of, the President of the United States to plead something for the State of Israel. So you're going to send somebody who really knows what to say, right? I mean, like, knows the right words and knows what to say and get them to listen and all that. Like, it's not an easy job, to get somebody's attention. So now, let's say the person knows what to say, but he also wants to say a whole bunch of other things. Like, he knows exactly what the protocol is, and he knows exactly what to say. And, so he's saying, Your Excellency, the President, my wife has a headache. So I'm sorry, I'm a little tired today. Like, everything that you're ma'arev in, so it takes away from the masterpiece of the beauty of the tefillah, which is there. It's like you would take Lahavdil Alef Havdalos, like you would take a book of Shakespeare and try to make it a little bit more readable by adding a few words here or there. I mean, after all, who understands what he's talking about? Like, unless you went to university, and you actually learned it. Like, you have to. Nobody knows what he's talking about. So once you know what he's talking about, Gavaldik, So, but let's say a person's going to add. I'll add a word here. I'll add a word there. Let me make this word a little bit better. This word a little easier. Kol ha'maisif gareya. This is the point. The kol ha'maisif gareya. So the Nefesh HaChayim is saying that even if you'll put the kavonas ha'arizal into the words of Shemoneh Esrei, since you don't have the whole thing, and nobody has the whole thing. Nobody, not even the biggest rebbe, has the whole thing. So right, Rav Abuchatzira doesn't have the whole thing. So just say the words, just visualize the words, and the words have an emes of themselves.
What about the Arizal himself?
I don't know. Arizal David Shor Shor Nesra, they say.
How do we skim this with our
Kavanah? Well, this is my point. What is Kavanah? So I spent 45 minutes last week explaining that this is Kavanah. Like, could be, just because we say Davu Kavanah doesn't mean everybody gets to decide what is Kavanah. Like, so Kavanah, what does it even mean, Kavanah? What does davening even mean? What is its purpose? So we're assuming, and there's something, it doesn't mean to say that there's no opportunity. It doesn't mean to say there's no opportunity to be mevakesh. Excuse me. Make bakashas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I don't even know if that belongs in Shema Koleinu. I think that belongs in if anywhere, in the Alakai Basir Ditzlusa, Rabbi Bluna Basir Ditzlusa, Alakai Ditzar, Lashardi Bey Ross, Osaim Dabi Rima, personal Bakashas. As the Gemara has a whole Amud of personal Bakashas. They didn't mess with the Shemar Esrei. So the Chiddush here is two Chiddushim. One is that the right, I mean, this is to me, again, mind boggling, less today than it was on Thursday, but still, it's and hard, difficult to do, by the way. I find it difficult to do, to imagine words, you know. But the idea is that this is the correct way of tefillah, and, excuse me, anything that you put in is only going to take away. Like somebody who's making a speech and he's adding in pieces, he's taking away. Don't go away from the text. This is the text. Bakashas? Okay, afterwards, sneak in a bakasha. Can I get a job? You know, like you could sneak in a bakasha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not part of the Shemoneh Esrei. So what do we do with all the, what do we need all these kavanas of the Arizal? What do we need all the big thick sitter of the Baal HaTanya? Limud HaTorah. Why not have Limud HaTorah to know parts of what it means? I have a mashal. Let's say you're doing Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. And the Baal Korah decides, I'm going to enhance the script. So he starts to explain a little bit here and there. Like, you know, imagine he stops. No, so yes, Rosh B'nai Yisrael. Does everyone understand? I want to explain something over here. And he tells you a vart. Between aliyahs, we did it in the middle of the aliyah. And by the way, like, you know, when I was Rosh of Aruba involved in Kiruv, this was the derech to stop at every aliyah and to explain what the upcoming parsha was, which was the minhag amongst the Kiruv sessions. I always refused to do it. When I was a kollel Australia, they asked me to make a minyan to do that. I said, so we're supposed to teach people how Jews daven, not how other people daven. what's the chachma of coming up with something? It's interesting, those beginners, I'm not criticizing, but I am, I guess. But these beginner people stay in there forever, you know, it's like a lot more fun, you know. But there's a derech of davening. So sit with somebody outside of davening and teach them how to daven. Sit with somebody outside davening, teach them what it means. This might include Pirush HaMilim. Pirush HaMilim, it might include, and it might not. It might be just the oisius of tefillah themselves is what we're doing. And let's just finish this next paragraph quickly. Eloi ikar ba'avodas ha'tefillah. The main thing with tefillah, avodas ha'tefillah, shebe'esha adam moitzi mipiv kol teva me'atefillah, that as you verbalize every word of the tefillah, yitzayir loy azu machshavtoi oisai ha'teva. So you have your dibur, and now you want to get your machshava involved, not to think about your problems or even the kavanos, but to think about oisai hateva boisi oiseha kitsurasa. Exactly what the tzura of the oisai. So what it becomes, you know, it becomes a meditative task, which includes words of tefillah. Like a mantra. I would say la'abdo, but I don't know what a mantra is. All I know is, because they're always in Hindi, all I know is they're saying the same thing over and over again. And they're saying it with a niggun, and the words themselves have some kind of a koach. But I don't know with them. I don't know. But with us, it's not the koach in words, like to make this kind of roshim. Like in the Vardic, they used to say words over and over and over again, right? Even Chazal, they used to say it over and over again, so it would make a roshim on your neshama. But that's not what we're talking about here. Let's be clear. We're talking about making a roshim in the shamayim. It's a different. We're going a different direction here. Making a roshim in shamayim. Is called something which is in Shabayim. Shekolteva mitzurasa babashia oila labala. Imagine the word going ola labala, going up to the Shabayim. Kol achas lebekoira v'sharsha lifa pulos etikudim niflaim. I want to comment on this for a second. What does that mean? It means that the Hashem created the world, we're told in the Chazal. Hashem created the world with oisius. We know that the whole Torah is the oisius of Hashem, and the whole Bria is oisius. So Hashem created the world with oisius. What does it mean he created it with oisius? Oisius, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, what does it mean altogether? What does it mean? So oisius is like in our world, if you have a machshava, so it's unarticulated machshava. And now I want to say words. So it's miraculous that we're able to do that, go from machshava to dibur. Sometimes we do it too quick. In between the machshava and the dibur are oisius. Oisius are the first articulation of a word. In other words, the segue between machshava and dibur is the letters of the aleph beis. That's the first thing. In the oisius, there's the shape of the ois, there's the nekudos of the ois, and then there's the tabib, the niggin of the ois, the trop of the ois. This is the zayar, this is nefesh ruach neshama of each ois. So the oisios themselves, aleph, this is the first level of creating something physical from something completely spiritual, just like in our life, going from machshava, something which is just a thought. And we all know, when you speak something out, you understand it better, right? When you're speaking it out, once you bring it from, because machshava is bli gvul, and now I'm putting it into deeper. This is what Hashem did when he created the world. Hashem is bli gvul, and as he created the world, there was a tzimtzum, so he brought it into oisiyos. So from the oisiyos came the world. So now we say, I could buy through tefillah, I could give those oisiyos back. I take the oisiyos, meaning what I'm doing is I'm sort of breaking, this is the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, that I'm sort of breaking down the world into oisiyos. And with my dibur, I'm able to complete the circle between us and Shemayim. You get the concept? Shutuf b'maisa b'rish b'rishus. I'm taking those letters and I'm making them kodesh. This is our purpose in the world, through the oisiyos atzilah, by filtering them through man. So, think about it like here's the letters. They come into this world of the Bria, and then it's like the Israeli water filtration system. I'm taking it. I'm taking out the klipa. I'm putting in the good things, and I'm bringing it back up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the cycle keeps on going. That's what tefillah is.
What requires tefillah?
What he says, Shekol teva b'tzurasa babish, if you keep the teva in its tzura, he ha'oila lamala kol achas libekoira, goes back to its makor. This thing started as an olive. V'sharsha, livo pulos v'tikunim niflaim. What's the tikkun? The tikkun is why Hashem created the world. To give it Hashem didn't have to create the world. He created the world for us to finish the Bria, to be Mesak Tikkun Olam. That's what Tikkun Olam means. It doesn't mean hugging a tree. Tikkun Olam means to take the world which Hashem gave us, put Kedusha, to understand it Kabbalistically, which I'd like to do because it'll help for the next thing that I want to say. But in other words, you're talking about Malchus. Talking about Chesed Gvur, Tiferes Netzach Hod Yisoid, Malchus. Malchus means that Hashem is mamish the melech in the world, so that means that the Dvar Hashem goes completely into the world that we live in, and then we can bring it back. And the Malchus, this is an interesting thing. What's, if you think, who knows their spheros here? What's the first sphera? Keser, very good. That was a trick question, too. Keser, what's the last sphera? And which two spheres go together? Keser Malchus. Ayitnu lecha, Keser Melucha. Right? Keser Malchus. Does the bottom come to the top? Because that's the way it goes. It starts with the Keser, it works all the way down to Malchus, and then goes right back up to Keser. And nothing should be mixed into this recipe. It's a clear list of instructions. You see, like, I just want to tell you something. My wife is away in America because I had a granddaughter, so helping my daughter. So once or twice I attempted to cook. Right. I don't. He goes, what's so hard? So I open up a recipe book. I decided I want to make a latke because traditional, but I'm not allowed to eat potatoes. So I'm going to make a sweet potato. So I opened up, I Googled it. Googled a little. Sweet potato latke. And easy. Who doesn't know how to cook? So it came out terrible. It was totally inedible. Like, oh. No, I realized, I'm saying this for a reason. I realized afterwards that I was looking at the recipe, and I consider it a list of recommendations. Like, how important could it be? Okay, that's good. You think this, I think that, you know? So at the end of the whole story, like, you couldn't eat the latke. So, you know, like, here's the thing. Ache Knesset HaGdolah gives you the recipe. Don't be a nard. Like, don't start changing it and putting it in your own kavanas. Now, it's very important. Putting it in your own kavanas, I think it's even deeper than the mushal I gave of somebody speaking to the higher force and mixing in its own words. It's a deeper thing than that, because the whole idea is that you're getting from machshava to dibur. So machshava to dibur, and then it's going up. Now, if you're changing the machshava with all kinds of things that you do or you don't know what you're talking about, or your personal things, and if you're taking that and putting it into the dibur, so then there's something wrong with the dibur gufa. Machshava exactly is this. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. I'm standing in front of Hashem. I'm here in this world. I'm standing Hashem. As I pointed out on Thursday, Reb Chaim Brisker, you should listen to the tape. Reb Chaim Brisker, in the Sefer Chidushi, Reb Chaim al Rambam, Zehu Chefse Shel Tvila. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Now the words, this is like a magical thing that you can do with words. Let me just, before I go a little further, just want to show you the Balatanya. Called Ksuvim Chelak Aleph Amud Chavtech. Says this is his lashon. Just compare. Interesting to a Chassid Abisnagin. Kishibidabek is Asve Beoisiois. Kishibidabek is Asve Beoisiois. You feeling that? Kishibidabek is Asve Beoisiois. Nibsa Hu Davak Vakanish Baruch Hu. It's kvaldik. The oisius are something that came from Hashem, just like we have vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. The oisius came from Hashem, created the world. I could grab these oisius and I could cleave to them. I could be mizdavik, dveikus of the oisius. Nipsu hu davuk ba'akadosh baruch hu v'chein b'tfila behoidu la'Hashem sheim suki dezirmer ve'im suki tehilim shalom David Amelach. He's going much further, all the way from hoidu. Everything, Baruch HaKodesh, that came from David HaMelech, Baruch HaKodesh, V'yotzer Ad Gemiri, HaKol Diskinah Yedei Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. So either you have the words of David HaMelech, no less than the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, no less. Like you could ask, well, David HaMelech just spoke out his heart. No, every word was Nevuah. So you have the words of David HaMelech all the way till the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Shem, Chag Yischari Malachi V'gam Hey Masu Baruch HaKodesh V'yadu Al Pikis V'arizal Chakol Hu B'Seder Nachay V'hine, says the Balatanya, Kisha'ada Mispala V'loimed B'chol Koichoy. He adds in V'loimed. This is a Hasidic way to learn also. Think of the letters. That's totally, Afa P, this is interesting. That's the big difference. He doesn't say Lomed, the Nefesh HaChai. It's not V'alojener. Learn with your head. So it's always quoted from the Misnagdim, so to speak, that when you daven, you should daven like you have no brain, and when you learn, you should learn like you have no heart. Okay. What it means to say is don't mix your emotions into your learning, and don't mix your brain into your davening. But this is all something much more. It's not lave. It's not. It's all oisius. Mihine kishanu mispala v'loimed b'chol koychay. Hafal pishayinu b'avin pir shamilus. You don't have to understand the words for this. He says, tachlisa. You don't have to understand the purpose of these words. Afal piked, tzarech lasos b'chol koyche. How do you daven b'chol koyche? You do it b'chol koyche. Ki mi hu zeh she'yavid l'tachlisa, ki mi she'yodeya eino yodeya l'tachlisa. Even if you know, you only know a drop. V'acha ikir k'she'asa b'chol koyche nimsuhu mitzamtzeim. What he's doing is, he's mitzamtzeim. Ba'oisiyus hakdoshim. B'tabun or shal ha'kadosh baruch hu nimsuhu davuk ba'kadosh baruch hu. Same thing, a little bit more elaborate.
He's visualizing.
He says he doesn't know Pirush HaMilas. Right. This is, he makes a point. I don't even know Pirush HaMilas. It's mashma for what he's saying is that it might be a mila to know Pirush HaMilas. But even if you don't, you're still visualizing. This is the koach. I'm taking that which was given to me and I'm giving it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to show you two things before we end. Yes. The ois or the teva.
Yeah.
See? Or the mishpat. Or the mishpat. So you can break it down to its finest place, which is the oisius. And once if you can get it down that far, bays, even the oisius have subdivisions. So now it could go anywhere. In other words, once you take it out of context, it could go anywhere. You could just read Aleph Beis, which is the famous Hasidic story about the man who read Aleph Beis. So what does that do? So, you know, we understand the story like from Shalom Aleichem or something, that the shot in the story is that, well, whatever he did, you know. The guy didn't know how to daven. He said the Aleph Beis, it means to say that he was saying Oisius. A lot of Kodesh Baruch Hu put them together. I'm saying Oisius. So, you know, again, what the Atchei Knesset HaGdoila did here, I want to show you something that in the... I came across in Parshas Bahaloscha, we have the story of Aaron and Miriam that spoke negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu. Odos Haisha Akushis. And the end of Bahaloscha, Kosh Baruch Hu got upset. By Yom Rashab Pisa Mo Moshe Val Aaron Val Miriam Tzu Shloshtechem Eloy Almayin. All three of you to the office, right? All three of you, oil boy, Yetzu Shlashta. This is talking. What is this diburim here? You know, Moshe, what kind of wife do you have? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like, no. By Yeirin Hashem, Babuna, Anan, Vyavad, Pesach, oil, Hashem came down. By Yikra, Aaron, Miriam, by Yetzu Shneim, called out Aaron, Miriam. By Yeirin, Hashem said, it's an amazing story, no? Hashem says, Shimunot Dvarai, listen to me for a minute. You'll know that there are Nevi'im. You're a Navi, Miriam, you're a Nevi'im. Aaron, you're a Navi. I mean, you don't have the same kind of Nevu'ah that Moshe Rabbeinu has. What are you talking about? Anytime he wants to talk to me, he talks to me, I talk to him, he has a Nevu'ah. There's a different kind of relationship. Pa'al-pa'al Daber Boy. Umara V'loi Mechidus. Very important here. Pa'al-pa'al. A daber boy, mouth to mouth. Usually you talk mouth to ear, right? Mouth to mouth, a daber boy. Loi bechidais, I don't speak in riddles, or tumunas Hashem Yavit, tumunas Hashem Yavit. And that was the story. Miriam became a mitzara. Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzaddik, says, forgive them. Forgive them. That's what Aaron said to Moshe. And then the end of Parshas Bahaloscha, the end of at least till the story, by Yitzhak Moshe El Hashem, Lamor. Moshe Rabbeinu cried out to Hashem, Lamor, El Na Rafa Na La. 5 words. El Na Rafa Na La. We come to going in Teretz Yisrael, Ves Chanon, Yidavening, 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 Yidavening. Came to giving a refu, and it worked. It worked. He said, El na refa na la. So says the Rabbeinu B'chaye. Rabbeinu B'chaye. Why does it say, Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem Labor? What's that labor for? We understand, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Labor. This is what you should say over to the Jewish people. That's what the labor is. Vaydaber Moshe el Aaron Labor. Moshe said, this is Labor, means this is what you should say. What is Labor here? Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem, Labor. Who should say? Who should? El Dar Rafan Allah. Says that Rabbi Bechaya, Vitab Labor, the Pshat Labor here is a different translation. Labor here means ki atzvila haisa ba'amira buchletes v'loy b'machshava. This was just words that Moshe Rabbeinu knew how to say. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the secret of these words. Kel da rafa da la. We could also use the secret of these words. That's what the stories were. So there's a secret of the words. It was ba'amira buchletes v'loy b'machshava. He added nothing of his own thought process into these words. Because now, this is a chiddush. We know that when you daven, you have to say the words. You can't just think it. You think it, this is not the Jewish way of davening. You have to actually say the words. But okay, you can say the words and think, no? No. Sarach shiyachtech b'svasav, says the Rabbeinu B'chaya, means that you do it with svasai. When we say Hashem svasai tiftach, ufi yagid til asecha, we're saying I'm leaving my brain behind right now. Is this like a chiddush nifla, no? Hashem svasai tiftach, ufi yagid til asecha, I just left my brain at Kriya Shema. Now it doesn't mean I'm brainless or I'm not concentrated. I'm completely focused. And I'm in a meditative state where I'm actually visualizing every single letter. Hard job. You know how many letters there are in Shemot Esrei? I don't know either. But there's like lots of letters, right? So you visualize every letter. says the Bachya, so that he was able to picture the letters. What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing here? He was thinking Kale, Aleph, Lamed, Nun, Aleph. That's what he was thinking. That's what he was doing over here. Chituch hapeh. Beruach piv shalada bekol veruach v'dibor. So that's the pshat labor. This is, he just said it. This tefillah was so effective and so short and so perfect that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that if I say kel, no, rafon, no, la, and he was mitzayer the oisiyos, I don't know how long this took him, but that's what he did. He didn't say rafon shalema. This is what he said. Mitala tefillah mitzuyeres. Now these words, kel da rafan Allah, became engraved in gold. Beruach lefanav yisala, and it went up to the Shemayim, and it changed everything. Well, so let me tell you one last thing. There's so much to say here, but let me just say one last thing. I wish you a good chodesh. The Gemara says in Yoma, this might be a whole new understanding. Gemara says in Yoma, Samach Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Lama Nikra Shmam Anshei Knesses Hagdol. Why were they called Anshei Knesses Hagdol? This is what we're talking about. Everything we're talking about is Anshei Knesses Hagdol. Why were they called Anshei Knesses Hagdol? More so than the Leviim themselves, or more so than the Rishonim or Tanoim. Anshei Knesses Hagdol. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shehechazira. Hechaziru atara. What's an atara? Liyashna. They put the crown back where it belonged. Why? So the Gemara tells a story, which everybody knows, that in the time of the Nebuchadnezzar, came into the base of Migdash to destroy it, the Bais Rishon, before the Anshei Knesses Hagdol. So Yirmiyahu said, I can't say Hagadol, I don't see the godless of Hashem. I can't say. So he deleted it. Meaning they had Amar Moshe Hakel Agadol Agibar Vanoyer. Moshe Rabbeinu said these words. He did in the Chumash. Hakel Agadol Agibar Vanoyer. Comes Yirmiyahu and he says, I can't say Gadol. I can't see the godless of Hashem. Comes Daniel and he says, I can't say Gibor. And another Navi comes along and says, I can't say Noyer. So they deleted it. How can I say it? How can I say Hakel Agadol Agibar Vanoyer when Jews are being killed and the basement Jews are being burnt and where do we feed the Noir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ad Shabbos, says the Gemara, Ad Shei Knesses HaGdolah, They said, no, put it back in. Put it back in. Put it right back in. The synagogue, Hail HaGadol HaGibor V'Anor. I want everyone to say it. Why? Because after the Chorban, he was talking about by Rabbi Chagi Skaria Malachi, they were already on their way back to Eretz Yisrael. They said, Hail Hail Gduloisav, Hail Hail Gvuroisav, Hail Hail Nairoisav. This is, so Rashi says, Pashat Upshat, that they, like, we survived all this. This was an amazing, we survived the ordeal of a Purim Holocaust and so many other things that happened in Golus between the Bayis Rashi and the Bayis Shani. 70 years, we see for the Holocaust, it doesn't take 70 years, it can take 5 years, nothing. Like, it was 70 years of hell, and we survived it. Everyone was trying to annihilate us. Yeshab, Echad, Mefuzer, Mefayr, and Beinahav just killed them out. Everybody agreed, all the big politicians, the big kings, all they agreed to wipe us out. And here we are, going back to Eretz Yisrael, Hafel of a fellow, just like Babish, like today. So they said, hey, hey, Gvur Oysev, hey, hey, Gdul Oysev, hey, hey, Loy Oysev, here we go. And so everything is good. What? So the Gemara asks, so what? Yirmiyahu didn't know that? He didn't see. So he said he knew it, but he didn't feel it. That's what the Gemara says. That since he was in the middle of a Chorban, he couldn't find himself saying, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor V'Anor. Big Talmud Chacham told me, I remember, when the day after the towers came down, 9/11. So he said, I can't say HaGadol HaGibor V'Anor. I said, I could say it. I don't have so much kavana. I can't say. So it's okay. I can say it. Like, but all right, that's what he felt. Here's what I want to leave you with. What was the pshat in them? Shehechzer atar liyoshna. They put the crown back where it belongs. They attached the malchus to the keser. Understand how it works? They attach the malchus to the keser. It's gewalt shebe gewalt. I'm telling you that what it means. Shehechziru atara liyoshna. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu lost his malchus, and what we need to do is give him back the malchus. Vayidnu lecha keser melucha. Right? We need vayidnu lecha keser melucha. How are they doing it? By saying the words. HaGadol, HaGibor, V'Anor. These are the words. These are the oisiyos that you created the world with. Let's take the word, like, for cared. Don't say, I can't feel these words, so I'm not going to say them. Say them and you'll have it. Say the words, HaGadol, HaGibor, V'Anor. Say it 3 times a day in Shemoneh Esrei. Be mitzayir the oisiyos. Bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you're bringing these oisiyos back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're machzir atara liyoshna. You're attaching the malchus to the keser, meaning you're completing the circle. I think this is Diyuk Lashon HaGemara. So this morning, between davening and now, I looked through everything I could find on Masechta Yoma. If anybody explains b'chlal why that lashon of l'hachzer atar liyoshna v'loy matzasi klum, I couldn't find. Doesn't mean it's not there. I just couldn't find anybody that says it. But the chayra, nobody has to say it. It's pashat of shat. That's the pashat of shat. That atara is a crown. And Yoshna is where it originally was. So that what the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, and this is exactly what we're learning, that the Anshei Knesset, Mama Karu Shmam Anshei Knesset HaGdola, why were they called the Anshei Knesset HaGdola? Because they gave us the words. They gave us the words to say that magically can make the world happen. So here's my Eitzah Tachlis. I don't want to hold anybody up. I think you should try this. Try. I'm being very practical here. Try it for one bracha. Try it for the avos. It's first of all, so many people just say words, blah 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 blah. That's mabish nothing. So it was at least it's like try it for these words, and it's a life changer because I think it's too much of an exercise to do it on the whole Shemoneh Esrei. But if you're mitzayir the words, and if it's easier, you get a sitter that has ashuris. I have a sitter at home that has ksav ashuris, and you can see the word and you can picture the word, and it's just amazing. What we're doing is exactly not the Anshei Knesset HaGdola did it. We're doing it. They're telling us tachzir atara liyoshna, put the crown back on Hashem's head. And he can create the world. He can be your Masak in the Oisius, and then he creates the world. And then the world, when he creates it anew, before we mess it up, can be all full of shalom and all full of happiness and all full of bracha. These are the words that we want you to use, Hashem, and we're giving them right back to you. From the Keser comes to Chachma, to Bina, to Chesed, to Gvur, to Feres, and that's a Chay to Sayyid Malchus. It comes right back. And now the process. So what they really did, Hachzer HaTar Liyosha, is they completed the circle again. The Chorban Beis HaMikdash disrupted it, and they continued it again. Happy Chanukah.